quiz on Wednesday. In lab.
So we're going over some of the questions on that one. Yeah. Okay, the quiz is on the spine in general.
Spine in general?
Yeah, not necessarily the lumbar, any part of the spine. Okay, if a patient comes in from the emergency room and they want to evaluate the C-spine, what's the very first projection you would do?
Cross-table lateral.
If you need to see C7, what would you do?
Swimmers.
Well, what type of swimmers?
Cross-table
swimmers.
Just for trauma?
For trauma. And what if the patient, because it's a trauma case, they couldn't move their arms very well?
Change the angle of the tube,
and how would you do that? Caudal. And about how many degrees?
3 to 5 degrees
caudal. Okay, of all the projections we've done so far this semester, which one would give the highest dose to the patient?
The lateral S1, or the
5S1. Yeah, well, it could be the lateral L5S1, lateral sacrum in that area. They're approximately the same. And does anybody remember about what the dose is?
1,200.
Okay, pretty close. Let's say 1,250. Higher level off there. It's pretty good. Either the cone down or the lateral sacrum.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, the lateral lumbar is right in that area.
Lateral sacrum coccyx or lateral sacrum?
Both lateral sacrum coccyx, the L5S1, and also the lateral lumbar spine all give approximately the same dose, which is approximately 1,250. Okay, if the radiologist came up to you and he says, we have this patient here for a C-spine, and I looked at the series, and there's a couple things I'm not too sure of. I need for you to go back and get me a pill review. How would you do that?
Pill review. 30-degree caudal.
20 to 30. Okay, you're right. Okay, AP tube is caudal. 20 to 30 degrees caudal. Patient supine. And what else do you want to do with the patient?
You want to
bring the chin way up so you have the head extended back.
That's to see the pillars.
There's other ways to do the pillar projections. There's one where you oblique the head off to the side and then you have to do the right and left. But just know there's other ways to do it. The one that was described in the text is a straight axial. The angle of the tube fall. Okay, if you do a lateral lumbar and you look at your image and the disc spaces are not open on the lateral, what may have occurred? Spine wasn't parallel. So what's one of the major things that would cause the spine not to be parallel?
Positioning.
Yeah, and what on positioning? The wedge sponge. The wedge sponge wasn't either not used or wasn't pushed in enough. Okay, where does a spondylolisthesis usually occur?
L4-5.
L5-S1. Okay, and what projection would show that the best? The lateral. Okay, if you're looking at the thoracic spine, and the radiologist says, I need to see the Z joints, how would you position the patient? T spine Z joints. 70 degree anterior oblique. Okay. And if you did that, if you did a 70 degree anterior oblique position, what Z joint would be visualized on the film or the image? Closest to the IR. Yeah, if you do an anterior oblique, it's the one that's closest to the IR. Okay, when you do a lateral cervical spine, and you look at your image, and the ramus is superimposed over C1, 2, and 3, what was the problem?
It was
Head wasn't turned, or what else could it be? Yeah, if you really caught something, that's it. Head wasn't turned 45 degrees, or this is a lateral, so you wouldn't want to turn the head on the lateral. But yeah, that's not the oblique I was thinking of. But you're along the right track. Yeah, the head is not far enough back. Not extended. Yeah. So if you see the ramus over the C spine, you got the chin down too far. So you want to slightly extend the chin out on the lateral.
Over which part of the C spine?
C1, C2, and C3. And what happens if the chin is out too far? Base of the skull or the occipital bone then covers the C spine. Is base of the skull or the occipital bone? You proposed on the cervical. Okay, when you do an AP axial routine, how much and which direction would your angle? 15 degrees phallic or regular AP axial C spine? Okay, patient comes in for a T-spine. You do the AP. You set the patient up for a lateral, and the sky's shoulders are like, you know, wide. Well, kind of like you, yeah. You move. Okay. So what would you do for the lateral?
Crosswise film.
Not crosswise film.
Angle
2, 3 to 5
degrees.
Okay, angle 2, 3 to 5 degrees, it's about. And if it's real broad shoulders, you may have to do two laterals. You may have to do one perpendicular to the lower part of the T-spine, and then another upper film, so you're perpendicular to the spine.
You said angle of the tube, 2 to 5 degrees, it's about.
3 to 5 degrees, it's phallic. For the upper part of the thoracic. Yeah, you may have to do two laterals if it's a real large patient with real wide shoulders. If the lower portion of the thoracic is parallel, you do one like you normally would. And if the upper part of the thoracic is way angled off from parallel, then you do another one with the two coming in perpendicular. Okay. So you kind of have to judge a patient to see how much it is. Sometimes support on their waist is enough. Yeah, so sometimes it isn't. Especially if you ever see some of these bodybuilders. I mean, their shoulders are up to here and their waist is here. The sponge. That spine should be parallel. Yeah, if possible.
You got to get a box for them to land.
Why? Shove something in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for the quiz. Okay, that's on Wednesday. Okay, that's in the lab.